This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. On January 11th of this year, the EPA renewed the labels for the herbicides Enlist 1 and Enlist Duo for the Enlist E3 soybeans. These are the only herbicide Enlist formulations that are allowed to be used on the Enlist beans. However, the problem is that in 10 counties in Kansas have been banned from using Enlist Duo due to a change in the Endangered Species Act risk assessment. All 10 counties in the band are here in southeast Kansas, including Chautauqua, Cherokee, Cali, Elk, Greenwood, Labette, Montgomery, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson. That is a big problem for many local farmers, as many have already purchased their Enlist soybeans, likely even more this year due to the fears of supply shortages. I know of a few farmers who had recently just planned to switch to Enlist soybeans this year because of concerns with Dicamba beans. In any case, this sudden change has made a lot of farmers unhappy. It is likely that Corteva, the company that owns Enlist beans, are working to mitigate the situation. The situation is still updating and many things could change by planting time, but that does mean less time that farmers will have to make adjustments, if needed, in a market with already tight supplies. We will do our best in Extension to keep you up to date with any changes when they are made. Another addition to the Enlist label is the use of runoff mitigation credit system. In our clay soils, 6 credits must be obtained. 4 of these credits can be used from only using the Enlist herbicide once in a season. No-till is another 4 credits. Cover crops, grass waterways, and terraces are also 2 credits each. There are credits from other practices as well. From the looks of it, it won't be hard for farmers to reach the 6 credits required. Most will reach the 6 credits just by the practices they already have. It is a little odd though, I've never heard of a label requirement like this. August of last year, Paraquat had some additional rules included on the label that largely center around human contact. This includes a certain buffer strip size when applying near residential areas, though there are already restrictions of paraquats in the same areas. Enclosed cabs are required for any field over 80 acres. And truck drivers who are not certified applicators cannot transport paraquat. In any case, paraquat is a restricted chemical that requires a special certificate for applicators to use, much like in-season dicamba formulations. Like in most years, many herbicides have undergone rule changes from when their labels get updated. If you have any questions over herbicide regulation, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.